joined by Shalique Calhoun from Michigan State University. We thank you so much for being with us. We know you guys are busy wrapping up practices. We were just talking to Rodney a few minutes ago. He's talking about how you guys are working up till 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night. What's next for you now that you're out of gear, you're out of the pads? What's next for you?
Well, thanks very much for having me. But for me, basically, is it's film time, film study. We go out here and produce on the field each and every day. And another big key to producing each and every day is going back and studying the film that you put out there, focusing in, trying to just hone into what you've been doing and perfect even the things that you've tried to perfect before you went out at practice, So, we have to understand ourselves just like our opponents want to understand us. And the better you can understand yourself, the better you can be and the better you can become.
What a nice boy. It's a nice young man.
It's a grown man right there.
Thanks for having me.
He's going to jump across the table.
He's the old guy to show, Shalique. I apologize.
No, man has fantastic manners and everything. It's such a pleasure to meet you.
That's what it takes for a badass linebacker in the NFL is good manners.
Yes. I think that's important.
To make you at that, some really good manners.
That's how you make the team. That's how you make the team. I was listening to a little while back. We were talking with Derek, and he was talking about how you guys know the plays. You know the scheme, but this time is really for the details, like working on the details of what you're supposed to be doing. How in depth are you guys getting at this point of training camp?
Defense is knowing what your help is, and a lot of times we come out here to really specify and really be able to break down every little thing of where your help will be, where you need to push, if you're in coverage, where you need to push your man to so that he can push to the next guy. And as a defensive lineman, it comes to not only footwork, because that's a big key as a defensive lineman, but it's also hand placement, and it's the leverage battle. You want to win the leverage battle as a defensive lineman. So, like you said, now, like DC said, now is all focusing on the small things, because we have the big scheme of things. So you have to really be focused on, okay, where are my hands on this certain play? If you go out here and someone beats you on the play, why did he beat me? Where are my feet? Where are my eyes? Because a big thing for a defensive lineman is, making sure you're focused on the guy that's in front of you and not looking into the backfield. So it's little things like that that you can kind of perfect and just focus on to become better, to become a better athlete, to become a better competitor, because you want to win every snap.
Yeah.
It's a little tough to do, but we're gonna get after it this year, and that's our goal.
So who's helping you? I mean, you're a rookie. You practice 10.
Unfortunately.
But, I mean, from college, decorated, All-American, all that stuff. But someone's got to kind of take you under the wings. Who are some of the veterans on the defensive side that have helped you out?
Guys like Khalil Mack, Bruce Irvin. I mean, even Big Dan. Jelly's out there, just trying to, coach me up. I had Howie Long come over to
nice.
Me and tell me a little bit about pass rushing. So I was like, man, well, thank you. I guess he was watching on the offside. He didn't, I didn't know he was watching, but he was watching us up. So you have a lot of guys that coach you up. Even TJ Carey, I'll have him after we'll go through some coverages and stuff. He'll come and be like, hey, I got you on this, so play this leverage. Reggie's good vet, he's always trying to make sure that I'm on point. But the main focus guys for me who I come in contact with each and every day will be Bruce Irvin and Khalil Mack. And even when I'm not asking them a specific question, they're coming to me with knowledge. Watch this, line up a little bit wider, make them kick more, or hey, watch, use your hands, be more aggressive on this, or be a little less aggressive on that. So the best thing for me of being a rookie is having these veterans, come and coach me up each and every day. And then also some retired players, come back and lend a hand when they can.
Okay, but they've also had to let you know that you're a rookie. What have you had to do? What have they made you do?
Yeah.
Hazing, man, I never heard of that before.
No, not at all.
We don't do that here.
Good nature teasing.
Here we go. You haven't had to sing or do an impression or a comedy routine?
Rookies always have to sing, right?
Yeah. We sang a little bit.
Okay, what'd you do?
Some
Boys to Men, what'd you play?
Little Boys to Men.
Wow.
What
song?
We ain't going to talk about that.
If you sing it, we won't leave you hanging. We'll sing it with you.
No. I already had my rookie debut, man. I'm going to go back.
Oh, no. We're the Raiders' partner. It transfers over here, too. Okay. All that stuff aside, what is the biggest adjustment for you? I mean, Michigan State, big school, big conference. What's the biggest adjustment coming in your first few months, really your first few weeks in the NFL?
The first thing you notice is the speed. You know, I know a lot of guys say it, and it sounds cliche, but it's the truth. You know, the speed of the game is a lot faster. Having to retain knowledge is a lot faster. And for me, you know, it was two things. It was speed, and then it was also coverage. You know, we did a little bit of dropping into zones at Michigan State, but it wasn't as in-depth. And, you know, for me, just to understand the back-end aspect of it, you know, what are they doing back there? Where my help is going to be at? What do I push certain people to? Who am I dropping off of was kind of an adjustment for me. You know, and it's one that I've taken on happily because, you know, I like feeling like a DB. I feel like an athlete out there, you know what I mean? But it's great, though. It's great, though, because it allows me to understand the defense as a whole even more. You know, now I'm not just looking at, oh, what are the linemen doing? I'm looking at what are my linebackers doing? What are my DBs doing? And when you can connect all that together, you can play a lot faster. And when you're playing fast, you know, the game is coming to you easily. You know, you're not making all those little mental mistakes because you're thinking so much.
Is there something that you have to do to, like, mentally slow it down?
Communication. I just, you know, it's all about communication. You know, I talk to the DBs, talk to the linebackers, and like I said, I talk to the veterans, you know, just making sure I completely understand what I'm supposed to be doing so that the game is slowed down for me. And I feel like I'm moving at 100 miles per hour and everyone else is moving at 50, you know.
That's what you want right there.
That's the goal, man.
So I'm checking out, you got some ink on the right side of your body.
Yeah.
Anything you is that on purpose? Or you just haven't gotten to the left shots yet?
You know, I was a B-baller back in the day, so I'm a lefty. So. You know, you never wear the sleeve on the left arm. It's always on the right. You know what I mean? So this is – it's technically my sleeve of tattoos.
The shooting arm's clean.
Yeah, the shooting arm always has to be clean. So this is – you know, if anybody ever want me to jump back on the court, go to State, you know, I'm not saying any names. But, yeah, I'm always here. You know, left arm is clean.
I mean, Golden State has a desperate need for shooters.
I think so.
We talked about they need some size. We talked about that.
That's very true.
I rebound the heck out of it. Man, I got you guys.
I don't know how many rebounds are going to be there for that squad, but you're welcome to go out there and be a warm body.
So what are you you know, you're here at camp, and you guys, even though you spend a lot of time in film sessions and practice, then you're by yourself. Like, is there anything that you keep with you that you've had since you left home, that you took to college, that you keep with you? Is there like a good luck charm, maybe a t-shirt, maybe anything?
It's the cliche good luck charm. It's my Bible. You know, I constantly stay focused on that. Because you do have hard times out here. You know, you go through some tough struggles. And the biggest thing for me is just, you know, focusing and getting into my word and kind of having the Lord bring me back.
Absolutely. Nice. Absolutely, man.
How about one of the best nights, I would think, for an athlete is draft night? So just a couple months ago, you're leaving college, you get drafted, and it's the Raiders. I mean, there's such a tradition. How was draft night for you?
It was a little different, honestly, because when I came, I visited the Raiders, you know, in that span of, you know, being able to. I think that they were the last team that I visited. And I was talking, you know, when I came home, I was talking to my mother, and I discussed with her. She was like, you know, how you feel out there? I was like, man, it felt just like Michigan State. And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I just felt like I was at home. So it was kind of weird being drafted by the Raiders, and I was kind of at that moment where I didn't know what to say. You know, he's like, hey, you know, we're happy to have you. I'm like, yeah, I'm happy to have you, too. I'm like, what? what are you talking about?
You're I think drafting
him. Yeah, yeah, I'm like, you're not drafting him. He's drafting you. So, yeah, it was just, you know, lost.
Yeah. So it's like one of those moments where you're like, hey, Shalik, how you doing? Okay, thanks. See ya.
So are you and Connor Cook kind of sticking together, the Spartans? Are you the only ones representing out here?
Yeah, man. You know, we bleed green all day, every day. You'll see us. We'll run past each other, give a little fist bump. I'll try to, you know, talk them up. Hey, you know, stay focused, keep going.
Yeah.
Little small things here and there just to show that, you know, we still got each other, you know.
Yeah.
That green blood is still flowing through our veins.
Where were you for the play, the crazy punt play last year with Michigan?
I was actually on the sideline.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. I was actually on the sideline.
Do you believe it?
I did. I told when we were coming to the sideline, I was like, we're going to run this back, you know. We're going to run this punt
really?
Back.
Really?
Because I'm just thinking we had a pretty good punt returner,
yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. McGarrett Kings. He's a really good punt returner. So I'm like, man, he knows how to get around people. I'm like, that's what he does. This is especially – he was a wide receiver for us, yeah. But he had really good stop-and-go speed. And it just so happened that when he got blocked, I was like, I'll take that too. I was like, I'll take that also. Hey, yeah. I'll take it, you know. But it was an exciting play for us, an exciting moment for Michigan State. And I was happy to be a part of it, you know. Go green.
Your conference is loaded, though, bro. The Buckeyes are up there at what, four or five in the preseason rankings for whatever that's worth. Exactly.
Yeah.
The Go Blue school, they're somewhere around seven. Yeah. It's gonna be a tough conference to come out of.
The Big Ten is always stacked. I think that people just didn't realize it until after. The school that plays in Ohio, I can't remember the name, won the national championship.
Yeah,
I think that kind of brought some eyes to the Big Ten. But we've always been a really strong conference with some great athletes. You know, we always had some great athletes come out and go into the NFL and produce.
You know, do you appreciate the attention that Harbaugh has brought to the conference overall?
Who?
Okay, there you go. That was the answer I expected.
Shalik Calhoun. Your first name. Is there any significance behind your first name, Shalik?
I actually got my first name from my grandmother. She gave
it
to me. Yeah, she told me that it was a handsome guy. Handsome guy. Not a story. This is a true story.
Okay,
true story.
All right,
handsome guy. Very handsome guy. Very good with the ladies. Very respectful. You know, I couldn't make this up.
If
grandma says it, that's what it is. And she said it just so happened that I have all those qualities. So, I take it as it is, you know.
Sounds like grandma had a – is grandpa's name Shalik?
Exactly. I think grandma have a story.
Grandma had a crush on someone. Grandma was telling you something totally different with that story right there.
You excited for Friday? First chance to play someone else?
It'll be different. It'll be different, but I'm very excited, man.
Yeah.
I'm tired of hitting each other. we have to protect the Raiders. You know, the Raiders are not on our schedule. So it'll be a good time to be able to actually go out there and let loose, you know what I mean? Because it's kind of you go fast-paced and it's 100 miles per hour out here. But at the same time, you have to protect your players. And I think once you get out there on Friday, you can let loose. You know, it's, you can go crazy, do whatever you please.
You got a pump-up song? You got a pump-up song you hear in the locker room, maybe in the car, maybe?
Is it the Boys to Men song you were singing?
Hey, I thought we let that go. I thought we let it go. See? For me, man, it's whatever, pops up on either my YouTube little channel thing or whatever pops up on my, whatever I'm feeling that day. Okay. I can't really pick it up now. Usually Ace Hood. I usually listen to some Ace Hood.
All right.
Yeah.
Shalik Calhoun.
Getting it going.
Linebacker for the Oakland Raiders. Before we let you go, Hard Knocks or Ballers?
Ooh, I got to go with, Ballers is good. Ballers is really good. Mm-hmm. But if we being realistic, I got to watch what's real. And that's Hard Knocks, man. Hard Knocks is the real life struggle.
I wouldn't be surprised if they bring their crew out here for next year.
I'm saying, if Ballers wanted me, I wouldn't turn them down now. You know what I mean? I'm like,
Shalik Calhoun, we appreciate you so much. Thanks for coming over. Have a great season.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you, man.
Good luck, young man.
All right.
That's a good young man right there. Such a nice boy.
Oh, my goodness, man. You're embarrassing sometimes, man. Seriously.
You.
Shalik Calhoun, linebacker for the Oakland Raiders. We're brought